Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Would you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Jerry Lee Hyder, Jr., 069142.
Okay, sir, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left, the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, sir, we have our board chair, Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead for this hearing today, sir. Also with us, representative of the Department of Correction, is Mr. Westy, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Oh, I'm just speaking for myself, sir.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Can you hear me, sir?
Barely.
Okay, sir, today your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision have been violated. Phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you, sir. And the allegations on your warrant states the first one, when I read it to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first one states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision as demonstrated by your threatening demeanor and verbal assaultive behavior towards MRC staff on or about April 6, 2018 at the Maricopa Reentry Center program at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. Sir, is that true or false?
Sir, you said assaultive. Does it say assaultive or abusive?
No, it says verbally assaultive behavior. So.
Okay, because mine says verbally abusive.
Okay.
I think we should.
It says assaultive.
I think we should yield to the Department of Corrections, I think, to see what the official warrant says.
Okay, mine may be a typo error, but that is true, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the next allegation, sir, states that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to participate in the ITH program at Maricopa Reentry Center program at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about May 6, 2018, as verbally written directed on April 6, 2018, as verbally written and directed on April 4, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Hyder, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapses about the lapse in due criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Mrs. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Agreed, Mr. Dr. Wright. Mark on the sheet a couple of things. Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go with some information with you, sir. And then you'll have the opportunity, Mr. Hyder, to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you, Mr. Westby. Sir, you were when you were released on March 3rd, 2018, you were released to reside and approved to reside at the Mesa House at 20 South Isle of Mesa, Arizona. What happened there, sir?
Okay, what happened was I went out, I had full-time employment, I had stable residence. After 2 weeks, I had seen my PO, I'm a meth addict. I had smoked some meth. I went in, I talked to my PO, and I openly admitted to her that I smoked meth and that I needed some treatment. So the next day she told me to report to the NRC program. So I reported, I was coming down off meth. She told me I had to do 30 days there. When I got there, they said, no, she doesn't dictate what you do there, and you're going to do 90 days. And I asked them, can you call my PO and see if we can straighten this out? Because I had a full-time job, and everything was based on this 30 days. And they said since I didn't want to comply, that they would call my PO and get me violated. And I was argumentative with them, sir, but I would like to be sent back to the NRC program. I have 2 months left. I'm going to be released without any supervision, any structure, anything. I am a meth addict. I smoke meth, but I'm a functioning meth addict. I work and do this, but it leads me just to come back to prison. And that was what happened. That was all that happened.
Okay, so where were you working at, sir?
I was working for my father, Blackstar Engineering, on CNC machines.
So you were working for your father, you said?
Yes, sir. And we had planned everything out for 30 days, and when I got there, they said that she doesn't dictate what they do, that she just refers to me, and that due to my lengthy substance abuse, they were going to make me do 90 days. And all I did was ask them if they could call her and straighten this out. And they said since I didn't want to comply.
Okay.
I may have been argumentative with this, sir, but I wouldn't be here today had I not openly admitted to my PO that I was smoking meth and I wanted treatment. I didn't have a dirty UA, I didn't have nothing. I came clean to her about it because I wanted it to stop.
Okay, well, I'm looking at one of the programs. It says on April 4th, you report to task as directed for a positive result of marijuana.
I went in April 3rd and seen her, or April 4th. She told me after I told her to go to task and to take a UA, and I specifically text her that I'm dirty for meth and weed, and she said, that's okay, I just need it so I can refer you to the NRC program.
Okay. So you admit, Mr. Heider, that you have a meth problem, that you are a meth addict. What difference would it make? I mean, no, you had a job, but you wanted to get off meth, as you said, and they wanted to put you on a 90-day program. If you would have went on that 90-day program, maybe they felt that you know, that's the treatment you needed, and the 30-day program may not have been enough.
I agree with that, sir. At the time, I was coming down off meth, and it's not an excuse, but I wasn't really cognitive of what I was doing. And I was trying to base it on the 30 days. Like I said, I have 2 months left, and I've never been given treatment in here. and I would like to be paroled back to the MRC program and given treatment before I am just released back into society with absolutely no supervision or structure.
Well, first of all, sir, let me tell you that this board has no, we have no authority to tell the parole office which programs that you go into. That's strictly up to the parole officer.
Okay. I was told by the CO3 that you could parole me back to the MRC program.
No, we could parole you and recommend that you get into a program, but we can't recommend a specific program, sir.
Okay.
So, tell me about this meth, sir. You are released on the 23rd of March, and you've already got out and started doing meth and smoking marijuana. So, what?
No, sir. I didn't do meth until after 2 weeks.
Okay.
I was out. I got out on March 23rd. Then April 4th, I smoked some, and I immediately went into my PM and reported to her and told her that I had done that. I have a medical marijuana card.
So why did you get out and smoke marijuana and meth in 2 weeks?
I just relapsed.
What caused you to relapse, sir?
I don't really know. I wanted to get high. There was nothing that really triggered it off. I did it.
Okay.
That's one of my problems. I do good. I was clean for 6 months, I do good, and then I end up picking up meth and I end up smoking it and ruining everything I'm doing.
Right. All right, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Hyder?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you really an impersonal question, but you have a history of assaults. You belong to an organization that was notorious for intimidation. You're verbally, or based on your demeanor, you were verbally assaultive towards MRC staff. So how have you recovered from this behavior? Are you going to return to the community,
sir,
and continue to be an angry, assaultive person?
No, sir. And as far as the Area Brotherhood and the Hells Angels, I don't know where that come from. I am not gang. I am not in any gang. I'm not involved in any gang. And on the yard, I'm not classified as any STG gang or any of that. So I don't know how that was put in there. But I do get mad, and I do tend to be verbally assaulted. That's what the meth does to me. It makes me psychotic. And no, sir, I don't intend on getting out and being assaulted or verbally assaulted. I would like to do this treatment in this program and be released with some kind of supervision so that I may have a chance out there.
Well, thank you for your response, sir. I appreciate it.
Any additional questions from the board? All right, Mr. Hyder, the board's coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to going into discussion?
No, sir.
All right. Sir, the board's going to go into discussion. During the discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. While the board is in discussion, sir, I am going to ask you to remain silent, however, stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board. However, we will make a determination during this discussion whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, the board is now going into discussion. I do want to thank Mr. Hyder for being so honest. He does appear to be very honest. He did go into the parole office, let his parole officer know that he was doing meth and that he went and took the UA the next day. It was positive for marijuana and amphetamines. He was out about 2 weeks before he was doing it. Said he was had a job. He was working for his father at Five Star Engineering as a machinist that he is actually doing, that he was recommended to go into a 30-day program by his PO. However, at MRC, they wanted him to go into the 90-day program. I don't know what the process or procedure is for that, but he became argumentative about the 90-day program and wanted to do the 30-day program so that he could continue to work. However,